Administrative law. As promised, this is a week 11 podcast, and we are focused on PTD. And I guess we'll look at death benefits as well. Really, not that morbid, but a little morbid, right? For your pre-class assignment, or for your assignment, I'm sorry, this week, I'm asking you to find a case regarding PTD, but before that, I have you answer several questions that you need to go to the ICL chapters and the handbook section of the work comp handbook in order to find the answers to. These are things that you always go back to those resources to confirm, but if you work in this area, it will become second nature as far as the general aspects. Now, we've covered PPD and AWW, and we know what those things stand for, and PTD, permanent total disability, is either a permanent and complete loss of the use of both hands, arms, feet, legs, eyes, any two such body parts. Example, one leg or one arm. Or a complete disability that renders the employee permanently unable to do any kind of work for which there's reasonably stable economy or market. Now, the math on the benefits is going to be familiar. If a claimant's found to be permanently and totally disabled, they're entitled to a weekly benefit equal to 2/3, so 66 2/3% of their average weekly wage, subject to minimum and maximum limits for their lifetime. And those rates are available on the commission's website. In fact, you may have already seen the PTD rates and formulas as you were preparing for last week's assignment. Can a PTD recipient ever work? The general answer is no. If an employee who experiences a complete disability returns to work or is able to return to work, then the employer can petition the commission, it's been a heck of a week, to terminate or modify that PTD benefit. There are cost of living adjustments. If the case was closed by decision, those begin the second year after the award was issued. And the recipient will receive an amount from the commission's rate adjustment fund that reflects the increase in the statewide average weekly wage during the preceding year. The payments are made monthly. The minimum PTD benefit is 50% of the statewide average weekly wage. The maximum is 133 1/3% of the statewide average weekly wage. And those are at the time of injury. So the statewide average weekly wage, either the low 50% or the 133 1/3 at the time of injury. Can an employee receive both PTD and Social Security? Yes, if the employee qualifies under the terms of both programs. If an employee receives both benefits, the Social Security Administration will apply a formula that will result in a reduction of that Social Security benefit. Now, the more morbid part, not that it's not morbid that you're, or it's not serious and concerning that someone is completely disabled and unable to work, but death benefits. Survivor benefits. If somebody dies on the job, the Act provides for the survivor to receive a benefit paying for burial of that individual. It provides a survivor's benefit that's calculated at that 66 2/3 rate of the employee's average or the employee's gross average weekly wage. So their gross average weekly wage during the 52 weeks before the injury, subject to minimum and maximum limits. So consistent, we're in the same ballpark as far as that formula. There's a hierarchy of entitlement. The primary beneficiaries are the spouse and young children. If no primary beneficiary exists, benefits may be paid to totally dependent parents. If no totally dependent parents exist, benefits will be paid to persons who are at least 50% dependent on the employee at the time of death. What if the surviving spouse remarries? If there's eligible children at the time of remarriage, benefits will continue. If there are no eligible children at the time of remarriage, the spouse is entitled to a final lump sum payment equal to 2 years of compensation. All rights and further benefits are then extinguished. So you really, I mean, you better be marrying well, marrying up, if you're going to give that up. The minimum survivor's benefit cannot be less than 50% of the statewide average weekly wage at the time of injury, unless there's a reduction for partially dependent individuals. And the maximum is back to that 133 1/3% of the statewide average weekly wage at the time of injury that we discussed just a little while ago. So that's PTD and death survivor benefits. And hopefully you get that. If you don't, you know, contact me. If you're struggling with this math, I can get you to resources. If you're struggling with these percentages or how this works, I can explain it. But again, understanding these basic math applications and being able to perform those basic math applications, I feel is necessary. Even though you're going to plug data into a computer and a computer is going to give you back what the answer is, you're going to have people who want that number explained. And my personal preference would be, if I'm one of those people that's paying to have those numbers explained to me, is that you say something more than, well, I plugged it into the computer and that's what it told me. They're going to want more. And as we discussed in family law, especially for those of you who have been through the challenge of either receiving or having to pay child support, it is something that people want to know. They want a narrative. They want you to show that you understand how those numbers came into being. And that's the same here just as well. This is your week 11 podcast. I appreciate your effort through week 10. Be safe. Be smart. You need me, you know where to find me.